圣经翻到腓立比书第一章。
This letter to the church in Philippi begins with a regular greeting in verses 1 and 2.
这封写给腓立比教会的书信在前两节中发出常规的问候。
Then Paul prays, giving thanks for the Philippians in verses 3 through 8.
在接下来三到八节，保罗向神祈求，为了腓立比的信徒称谢。
He concludes his prayer making requests for the believers in verses 9, 10, and 11.
在9到11节中，保罗以为信徒的代祷结束他的祷告。
Verse 12 begins the main body of the letter.
从12节开始书信的主体。
The Philippians had known of Paul's arrest and imprisonment.
腓立比的信徒当时已经知道保罗被捕入狱。
According to verse 30, they were concerned with his well-being.
根据十三节，我们知道他们很关心保罗的现状。
Apparently, they were also concerned that his ministry might be limited.
他们同样很关心保罗的事工是否受到了限制。
Paul admits that there were circumstances that might appear to be bad.
保罗向他们承认，情况看起来确实很糟糕。
But he assures them that the gospel had spread despite these circumstances.
但他坚信即使在此时福音还是会被广传。
And he himself was rejoicing at what God was doing.
保罗本人也为着神的作为欢喜。
Paul's not directly addressing unity in these verses.
在这些经文中保罗并没有直接提到合一。
Nevertheless, this section illustrates how believers who live in unity express care for one another.
即便如此，借着这段经文，我们还是可以看出活在合一中的信徒应该如何彼此相爱。
This is a lesson which should not be missed.
这是一课我们需要好好学习的功课。
However, the main point in these opening verses is something else.
不过，这段经文的重点不是合一。
The gospel was spreading despite two allegedly bad circumstances.
而是在两件看似不好的情况里，福音还是得到了广传。
We sometimes fail to see the good in the bad circumstances of life.
我们经常在生活的困境中选择性去忽视美好的事物。
Sometimes it's hidden from us.
有时这些美好的事物向我们隐藏了。
We must trust God that He works all things for the good of those who love Him.
我们必须相信神，他会使万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
In Paul's case, this letter helps us see the good.In his bad circumstances.
在我们今天看的腓立比书中，借着保罗的处境，可以帮助我们学习如何在困境中看到神美好的旨意。
It would appear that Paul was under attack.
此时保罗看起来他正在受到攻击。
He was the apostle to the Gentiles.
作为外邦人的使徒。
Would these attacks hinder his evangelistic efforts?
这些攻击是否阻碍了他福音的工作？
But Paul'sBad circumstances actually are used by God for the good.
其实保罗所处的困境反而被神转化为好事。
And Paul can rejoice.
保罗也在其中欢喜快乐。
Now the first bad circumstance was Paul's imprisonment.
保罗所处的第一种困境就是被囚。
The Philippians apparently thought that Paul's imprisonment hindered the spread of the gospel.
腓立比的信徒当时认为保罗被囚会阻挡福音的传播。
We might think the same as well.
我们也可能会这么认为。
Paul could not travel.
他不能旅行。
He could not head to Spain as he had wished.
他不能按照原计划去西班牙。
He could not even leave the house where he was under arrest.
他甚至不能离开自己受到软禁的那所房子。
But instead of hindering it, Paul's imprisonment actually helped the spread of the gospel.
但是保罗被囚不仅没有阻碍，反而帮助了福音的传播。
And this came as a surprise.
这真是个惊喜。
The little word really in verse 12 tells us that.
在十二节中有一个字更，英文译为 really, 真的，揭示这是个惊喜。
You can also have the sense of rather.
这个字在原文中有甚至的意思。
Humanly, it looked bad.
在人看来是坏事。
But God had other purposes.
但是神另有安排。
And that is often the case in our lives.
这种事经常发生在我们的身上。
Circumstances may look bad to us.
情况看起来不容乐观。
But God works all things for the good of those who love Him.
但是神使互相 万事互相效力，叫爱他的人得益处。
Even the bad circumstances are for our good.
那些逆境其实是为了我们的好处。
And in this case, it was good for the spread of the gospel.
在我们今天所看的经文中，这些逆境是为了福音得到广传。
And the next two verses give us the reasons this bad circumstance was surprisingly good.
在接下来的两节经文中为我们解答逆境如何变为好处。
First, Paul's imprisonment resulted in the spread of the gospel throughout the whole palace guard.
首先，保罗被捆锁，直接导致福音被传进御营全军。
We can read about the beginning of Paul's imprisonment in Rome in the book of Acts, chapter 28.
在《使徒行传》十八章中，我们可以读到保罗如何在罗马初次被囚。
Paul had been a prisoner for 2 years in Caesarea before being sent to Rome.
在去往罗马之前，保罗在凯撒利亚已经做了两年的监牢。
When Paul arrived as a prisoner in Rome, he was placed under house arrest.
当保罗以犯人的身份来到罗马，他立即被软禁。
He had fairly free access to people.
他有相对的自由，随意接见客人。
Nevertheless, he would have been chained to two soldiers 24 hours a day.
同时，他每天24小时都与两名狱警用铁链被捆绑在一起。
They regularly changed guards throughout the day.
每天狱警都会更换。
I believe it was every 4 hours.
很有可能是每四个小时一班。
It seems from verse 13 that Paul's guards were from the elite soldiers called the Praetorian Guard.
十三节中提到保罗是被特殊的御营军看守。
On the one hand, Paul was chained to the soldiers.
一方面，保罗被迫与这些士兵在一起。
But on the other hand, the soldiers were chained to Paul.
同时，这些士兵也被迫与保罗捆在一起。
Directly or indirectly, they had to hear that Paul was in chains for Jesus Christ.
直接的、间接的，他们都听到了保罗被捆锁是为了耶稣基督。
They heard his discussions with the Jews as reported in Acts 28.
使徒行传28章中记载，他们听见了保罗与犹太人的辩论。
They heard him trying to persuade them about Jesus.
听到保罗如何为了耶稣劝说这些犹太人。
They heard him talking about the kingdom.
听到保罗讲关于神的国。
They heard his continued talks with other believers.
听到他与其他信徒的对话。
And I'm sure Paul took time to speak with them directly as well.
我很肯定保罗有机会跟他们直接的对话。
Some may even have initially asked him why he was in chains.
有些士兵甚至可能直接问保罗他为何被囚。
What had he done to get there?
他到底做了什么落到如此的境地。
And Paul took this opportunity to share with them that he was in chains for Christ.
保罗一定抓住了这些机会与他们分享，他是为了基督的缘故受捆锁。
It's very likely that the soldiers talked further among themselves.
这些士兵也很可能互相交流。
Perhaps even those who did not believe reported their experience with this unusual prisoner named Paul.
他们即使不相信保罗的话，也会与同伴分享，有个奇怪的犯人叫保罗。
Whatever the case, the whole palace guard, the entire Praetorian guard, heard that Paul was in chains for Christ.
无论如何，御营全军和其余的人都知道了保罗受捆锁是为基督的缘故。
Some of these soldiers apparently became believers.
其中一部分士兵成为了信徒。
And they talked with others of Caesar's household.
然后这些士兵跟凯撒的全家交流。
Verse 13 mentions all the others.
十三节中提到其余的人。
In chapter 4, verse 22, Paul sends greetings, especially from those who belong to Caesar's household.
在腓立比书的结尾四章二十二节，保罗特别向凯撒家里的人，向腓立比信徒问安。
Caesar's household does not mean his family.
凯撒家里的人指的不是有血缘的家人。
It means those who served him.
这里的意思包含了服侍凯撒的人。
It could have included personal guards as well.
也可能包括了贴身的护卫。
And this would have been significant for the Philippian church.
这些人对于腓立比的教会有不寻常的意义。
They were a Roman colony.
腓立比属于罗马的殖民地。
Retired soldiers had settled there.
退休的老兵住在那里。
Those in service to Caesar probably were settled there.
正在为凯撒任职的士兵也可能在那儿居住。
So there would have been a connection with the Praetorian Guard and probably to Caesar's household.
这些人都可能跟御营全军和凯撒家里的人有关联。
Now, the Praetorian troops had special status.
御营军当时有特殊的地位。
Sometimes they had duty elsewhere in the empire.
他们有时会去罗马帝国其他地区任职。
Those who became believers took the gospel with them.
那些信主的士兵也把福音带了过去。
Without having to leave his house in Rome, Paul's imprisonment resulted directly in the spread of the gospel.
足不出户，保罗在罗马的监狱也直接帮助了福音的传播。
It was spreading in Rome.
福音传遍罗马。
It was spreading throughout the empire.
传遍整个帝国。
As Paul had said, his imprisonment actually turned out to advance the gospel.
正如保罗所说，他的刑罚成全了福音的工作。
And the Philippians had not expected that.
这是腓立比信徒想不到的。
We often don't expect bad situations to be for the good.
我们更多时候不期望逆境能带来好处。
But that is exactly what God does.
但神会这么做。
He works all things for the good of those who love him.
他使万事互相效力，叫爱他的人得益处。
But there's another reason why Paul's imprisonment turned out for good.
还有一个原因使保罗被囚转变为好事。
His imprisonment encouraged other brothers to preach.
他的捆锁激励了其他人传福音。
In that way, the gospel spread even more.
这使得福音更加兴旺。
Look at verse 14.
一起来看14节。
It says that most of the brothers had become more confident in the Lord by Paul's imprisonment.
那在主里的弟兄多半因保罗所受的捆锁就笃信不疑。
They became much more bold to speak the word without fear.
越发放胆传神的道，无所畏惧。
Now there are a number of possible reasons for this God-given boldness.
在这神所赐的胆量背后有几个可能的原因。
First, they may have seen the value which Paul placed on the gospel.
首先人，这些人看到了保罗为了福音所付的代价。
Paul was willing to suffer for the gospel.
他为了福音受苦。
He was willing to die for the gospel.
为了福音献上自己的生命。
He fearlessly shared the gospel even with his guards.
他无所畏惧地与看守他的人分享福音。
So his actions showed the importance of the gospel and sharing the gospel.
他用切身的行为表明福音以及分享福音的重要性。
Second, they may have recognized the grace which the Lord had given Paul.
第二，他们见识到了神所赐给保罗的恩典。
They could see the sufficiency of God's grace.
他们看到了神的恩典够用。
Paul could have joy even in his imprisonment.
保罗在他的捆锁中还有喜乐。
Paul could boldly share his faith.
他还可以放胆传讲他的信仰。
If God's grace was sufficient for Paul, it would be sufficient for others as well.
如果神的恩典对于保罗来说足够了，那同样对他人也是充足的。
They may have become more bold because they recognize now the need to evangelize.
他们可能因为看到了福音的需要而变得更加勇敢。
Paul was in prison.
保罗在狱中。
The guard might hear the gospel.
关押他的狱警可能听到了福音。
But who else?
其他人怎么办？
Someone needed to proclaim the truth.
需要有人站出来传讲真理。
We often let someone else do jobs that need to be done.
我们时常让别人去做那些必要的工作。
We only get involved when we see the need.
只有在实在没有其他人的情况，我们才上。
It's also possible that some were motivated to fight back.
很有可能这些有些人也被激励而去反抗。
They would stand for the Lord.
他们要为了神的缘故站立。
Opposition sometimes does that to people.
压迫有的时候会起到反效果。
When something challenges them, then they stand up for their beliefs.
有些人被挑战之后会奋起，为了信仰坚定立场。
Paul describes these other brothers particularly as having courage.
保罗形容那在主里的弟兄越发放胆。
Literally, it says that they chose abundantly to dare fearlessly to speak the word.
更加直接的翻译是他们无所畏惧传神的道。
He emphasizes their great courage.
在这里着重突出了他们的勇气。
Such boldness comes from God.
这种勇敢来自于神。
Paul particularly says they were trusting in the Lord.
保罗特意指出他们对神笃信不疑。
This was not a human response.
这不是属肉体的反应。
Their boldness was a work of God.
他们的勇气是神的工作。
For this reason, Paul also prayed for such boldness.
为了这个缘故，保罗向神祈求有这种勇气。
In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, he asked believers to pray that God would give him boldness.
以弗所书六章十九节中，保罗让信徒为他向神祈求，使他能放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
We often assume that Paul was a courageous person.
我们很多时候默认保罗为一个勇敢的人。
And he did show boldness.
他在很多情况下确实展现出勇气。
But that boldness was from God.
但是这份勇气来自于神。
We too need to ask God for the boldness we need.
我们也同样需要向神祈求我们所需用的勇气。
God will give us the boldness to speak out for him.
神会赐给我们胆量为他正道。
Through his strength, we can stand firm.
靠着他的力量，我们可以站立得稳。
We can proclaim the good news.
我们可以去传扬他的好消息。
But not everyone is so bold to share the gospel fearlessly.
但也不是所有人都义无畏惧地分享福音。
Look again at verse 14.
让我们一起来看十四节。
Most of the brothers have been encouraged.
那在主里的弟兄多半受到了鼓舞。
The fact that most of the brothers did so implies that some did not.
这里的多半意味着有些弟兄受到鼓舞，有一些没有。
A few others might have been too fearful.
一小部分人可能还是很害怕。
They may have been indifferent.
有些人可能很冷漠。
There may have been some who opposed Paul.
有的人可能还反对保罗。
They were not willing to pick up the task which he had had.
他们不愿意去继续保罗留下来的工作。
The circumstances and people often disappoint us.
环境和人时常令我们失望。
But both are in the hands of God to accomplish his purposes.
但是两者都在神的手中，被神所用，为了达成他的旨意。
Circumstances disappoint because they are not what we expected or desired.
环境可以令人沮丧，如果我们正在和预期或者期望中不同的处境当中。
But they are always the best for God's children.
但是对于神的儿女来说，无论何种环境都是最好的。
Also, do not think that you can determine how God will use your situation in the life of others.
同样的，不要认为你可以左右神如何使用你的处境来影响他人。
Our responsibility is to view life from God's perspective.
我们的职责是通过神的角度来看待生活。
We are to live life in a God-honoring way.
我们要用我们的生活来荣耀神。
Let him determine how others respond to our life situations.
允许神去决定他人如何对我们生活的处境做出回应。
Your good response to a bad situation might give encouragement to another person.
你在逆境中所做出的一个好的反应，很可能给身边的人带来鼓励。
Now Paul's imprisonment led to another bad circumstance.
保罗的捆锁导致了另一个负面的情况。
And he admits that in verse 15.
他在十五节中承认。
Look at that verse.
让我们一起看十五节。
Some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry.
有的传基督是出于嫉妒和纷争。
When people disappoint, it can really hurt.
有人辜负我们的时候，真的很不好受。
We would clearly rate that as a bad circumstance.
这确实是一个不好的处境。
There were some among the brothers who were preaching with the wrong motives.
有的弟兄传道确实出于错误的动机。
Verse 15 says that they preached Christ out of envy and rivalry.
十五节说，有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争。
Verse 17 says they preached Christ out of selfish ambition.
十七节说到，他们传福音是出于个人的野心。
They wanted to stir up trouble for Paul.
为了要加增保罗在捆锁中的苦楚。
These words imply that they did not like the situation or the attention given to Paul.
字里行间透露出这些人不喜欢保罗得到这么多关注。
They wanted some of the attention themselves.
他们想要人们的注意力聚焦在自己身上。
It's possible that some felt endangered by Paul.
很有可能他们感到自己被保罗威胁了。
They may have felt that the presence of Paul might lessen their position in the Christian community.
他们可能觉得保罗的存在降低了他们自己在基督徒社区的地位。
He was the outsider coming in.
保罗如同一个从外面闯进来的人。
He was the well-known apostle.
还是个非常有名的使徒。
He was the one that had written that special letter to them.
同时还给信徒们写信。
We call it the Book of Romans.
写给罗马信徒的就是罗马书。
Perhaps they thought that by preaching, they would lessen the position of Paul and increase their own.
有些人可能认为积极的传福音可以提升自己的地位，打击保罗。
If preaching had brought attention to Paul, it might bring attention to them.
如果传福音可以给保罗带来关注，那么他们也可以同样得到人们的注意。
Now it's important to note that there appears to have been no doctrinal error.
这里我们需要注意，这些人并没有犯教义上的错误。
They were truly preaching Christ.
他们确实是在传讲耶稣。
Paul otherwise speaks out against error.
如果不是的话，保罗肯定会指出他们的谬误。
This is what he does in the letter to the Galatians.
保罗在加拉太书中就是这么做的。
Those who preach a different gospel should be cursed by God.
那些传假福音的人就应当被神咒诅。
Here in Rome, these brothers simply had bad motives.
在腓立比书所提到的，在罗马的信徒仅仅有着错误的动机。
They preached the truth.
他们还是在传讲真理。
But they proclaimed Christ out of envy and rivalry.
但是他们传讲基督是出于嫉妒和纷争。
In contrast to them, another group was preaching Christ with good motives.
与他们做对比的是一群因着正确的动机传福音的人。
They had love and goodwill toward Paul.
他们对保罗存着爱和善意。
They knew that Paul had been in prison for the defense of the gospel.
他们知道保罗是为了捍卫福音而被囚。
His supporters knew that Paul's imprisonment led to further proclamation of the gospel.
支持保罗人知道他的捆锁使得福音更为广传。
And they supported that with their own preaching.
这些人也用行动支持保罗继续福音的工作。
And their preaching encouraged Paul.
他们如此放胆传神的道，进一步鼓励了保罗。
Whatever the motives, good or bad, Paul understood.The true preaching of Christ as something good.
保罗认为无论何种动机基督究竟被传开了就是好的。
Look at verse 18.
一起来看十八节。
The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached.
无论何种动机或假意或真心无论怎样保罗基督究竟被传开了。
This affirms that the message preached was accurate.
这句话说明了这些人所传的信息是正确的。
Otherwise, Paul would not have rejoiced.
如果不是的话，保罗也不会为此欢喜。
He would not have said that Christ is preached.
他也不会说基督究竟被传开了。
Nevertheless, this does not excuse wrong motives.
即便如此，这也不能为这些人错误的动机开脱。
He subtly rebukes those motives by calling them false.
保罗婉转地批评了这些人错误的动机，称其为假意。
But it's not Paul's objective at this point in the letter to approve or disapprove of the motives.
但保罗在写这封信的时候，目的不是为了赞同或者批判这些人的动机。
He's encouraging the Philippians that Christ is preached.
他是为了鼓励腓立比的信徒，基督被传开了。
Even in his imprisonment, Christ is preached.
即使他被捆锁，基督照常被传开了。
Even with some acting as opponents, Christ is preached.
即使有人反对他，基督还是被传开了。
This was important to Paul.
这件事对保罗至关重要。
Because Christ was preached, Paul rejoiced.
因为基督被传开了，他欢喜。
Paul was less concerned about his own feelings.
保罗对于自己的感受反而没那么在意。
He was less concerned about what people thought of him or did toward him.
人们对他的看法和坐在他身上的行为对他来讲并不那么重要。
He was most concerned that Christ be proclaimed.
他最在意的是基督被传扬。
Now this does not mean that Paul rejoiced in the wrong motivations of some.
这也不意味着保罗为了这些人错误的动机而欢喜。
Those were not right.
这些人动机还是错的。
This also does not mean that Paul enjoyed being in prison.
这也不意味着保罗为了自己的捆锁而欢喜。
But Paul did not let his circumstances dampen his joy.
但是保罗没有让这些事减少他的喜乐。
He saw beyond his circumstances.
他超越了环境。
He had greater priorities than his own comfort.
他心怀比自己自我感受更重要的事。
Paul rejoiced that Christ was preached.
他欢喜因为基督被传扬。
John the Baptist had a similar attitude to Paul.
施洗约翰有着跟保罗相同的心态。
When disciples left John to follow Jesus, he was not upset.
当他自己的信徒离开他去追随耶稣，他并没有感到烦恼。
John said that Jesus had to increase and John must decrease.
相反，约翰说，耶稣必兴旺，自己必衰微。
John and Paul were more concerned about Jesus than themselves.
约翰和保罗都把耶稣看得比自己重要。
The Philippians were rightly concerned for Paul.
腓立比信徒为了保罗担心是对的。
They were rightly concerned that Paul's imprisonment might hinder evangelism.
他们确实应该为保罗被囚，以致影响福音的传播而担心。
But Paul assured them that even his bad circumstances had furthered the gospel.
但是保罗向他们证明，这些负面的环境反而使福音更加兴旺。
His elite Roman guard had become an evangelistic audience.
看守他的御营军成为了福音的对象。
And this evangelistic audience had produced further evangelists.
其中一部分人还进一步成为了福音的使者。
And even though some in Rome had impure motives, Christ was being preached.
即使有一些在罗马的人动机不纯正，基督还是被传开了。
So Paul's bad circumstances raises questions for us today.
保罗遭遇的这些不好的处境也提醒了今天的我们。
How are we to respond to believers who are persecuted and perhaps imprisoned because of their faith?
我们应该如何去回应那些因着信仰受逼迫甚至被囚的信徒们？
How are we to evaluate the various preachers who claim to be ministers of God?
我们应该如何去评价各种自称为神使者的传道人？
Should we rejoice?
我们应该欢喜快乐吗？
We must evaluate preachers first on the basis of the content of the preaching.
我们应该首先用传道人所传的内容作为评价的基础。
Are they preaching Jesus Christ?
他们是否在传讲耶稣基督？
Are they preaching Christ crucified?
他们是否在传讲基督被钉十字架？
Many so-called preachers are not preaching the gospel.
很多所谓的传道人其实并没有在讲福音。
God's condemnation of them is just.
上帝对他们的审判将会是公义的。
We should not rejoice when something other than Christ is preached.
若是有除了基督之外的事物被传扬，那我们不应该欢喜。
If some are truly preaching the gospel, we can rejoice.
若有人真的在传讲福音，我们就应当欢喜。
In Christ alone, by faith alone, through grace alone, is salvation.
唯独靠着基督，因信，通过神的恩典才能得救。
When that is the message, even if the motives are wrong, we can rejoice.
如果这是所传的信息，即使动机不纯，我们还是可以欢喜。
And we should pray for those who are persecuted.
我们也要为了被逼迫的使徒祈祷。
Pray for their safety.
为了他们的人身安全祷告。
Pray for their well-being.
为了他们的身心健康祷告。
But pray also for their boldness.
也为了他们刚强壮胆祷告。
Pray that they will have opportunity to share Christ.
祈求神赐给他们机会传讲基督。
Pray that they can see beyond their persecution and beyond their prisons.
祈求他们可以超过逼迫和捆锁。
Pray that they can sense the pleasure of Christ when they stand firm.
祈求他们可以在捍卫福音时体会到基督带给他们的安慰。
And let us pray for ourselves as well.
也为我们自己祷告。
Pray that their stand for Christ will make us bold to proclaim Christ as well.
祈求这些美好的见证坚立我们，放胆传扬耶稣。
Read about the martyrs.
读一下关于这些殉道者的见证。
Read how other believers stand for their faith.
学习其他信徒是如何捍卫信仰。
And pray that God would fill us with the same boldness.
祈求神赐给我们相同的胆量。
This is how we stand together in Christ for Christ.
这才是真正的为了基督而在基督里一同站立。
Christ unites us.
基督使我们合一。
And his truth unites us.
他的真理使我们合一。
And together we stand for his sake.
让我们为了他的荣耀并肩站立。
Amen.